Welcome to another edition of Papa's Perspective. I'm Bob Papa. The New York Giants open up their home schedule on Sunday when they take on the New Orleans Saints. Objective number one accomplished. The Giants went on the road and won in Dallas against the Cowboys. Hey, there are a lot of things that can be corrected, things that can be fixed and improved upon, but what better way to start your season and off than with a win against a divisional rival on the road? Now, the next order of business, the fastest way to getting to the postseason is obviously winning your division. That guarantees you a playoff spot and a home playoff game. And one of the best ways to win your division is to take care of business at home. In each of the last 2 years, the Giants have been below 500 when playing at MetLife Stadium, 3-5 at home in the last 2 years. The Giants need to set a tone early in this game on Sunday against the New Orleans Saints. They got back-to-back home games with the Saints this week and Washington coming up next week. We all know about the fireworks that went on last year in New Orleans as Eli Manning and Drew Brees combined to throw 13 touchdown passes. Giants don't need any of that this week. Obviously, Eli's going to go up top. And with the weapons that he has, like Odell Beckham Jr., Victor Cruz, Sterling Shepard, Larry Donnell, Shane Vereen in the passing game, there's going to be options there. But what you really want to see the Giants do is go out and run the football behind Rashad Jennings. Have that nice balance, that nice mix. Because what that does, keeps your defense on the sidelines, sipping a little Gatorade, and staying refreshed for those tense moments where they're going to have to go out there and chase around and deal with the fantastic Drew Brees and the New Orleans Saints offense. So as far as I'm concerned, while everybody's focusing on Eli and Brees and a high wire act, I'm looking at line play here. Can that Giants offensive line back up what they did last week in Dallas and run the ball with Jennings and Vereen? And the Giants defense had better shut down Mark Ingram and the Saints running attack and make the Saints one-dimensional. And that's my perspective.